Hello, listeners. You're welcome to another episode of The Barman's Barbecue. Here we examine sacred cows. We roast them and serve them as it is hot.
Hi there.
Esperamos.
Hello. Did you grow up like me, being banned from reading Harry Potter and substitution with Left Behind? That's what my mom used to do. She wouldn't buy us Harry Potter, she'd buy us Left Behind.
What's that?
It was a deliberate substitution for Harry Potter.
Okay.
So did you grow up like me, Jeremy Jenkins? Yes. Oh, were you one of the lucky ones who got to read Harry Potter? The books are too heavy, so it's not as if I read it anyway.
Yeah, I have this friend who...
Excuse, you know that every time we start this podcast, we never introduce ourselves. They know you, they know you, Sha.
Oh, hi guys. So, with us here today is Eden. Please say hello to the viewers.
Yeah, the listeners.
Hi.
No, I want you to watch YouTube.
Eden Quinesta.
No, dear, it's Eden.
Eden.
Okay. Okay. Deep focus. Body.
No,
okay. Sanctified body.
Yeah, oh yes, sanctified dimpled body.
Okay. So
we're talking about witches and wizards.
Witchcrafts! This is where we're going to put intro Harry Potter something. Oh, wahaha.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna get that soundtrack.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Yes, no, use Kashika. Look for Kashika.
Oh my god, guys.
Yeah, then that would be false. I'll use false own version of
Kashika.
Okay, please, guys, leave this all serious people. Yes, so did you read Harry Potter growing up?
I didn't even read the novels.
Ah.
Or write novels, romance, Harley Quinn, Muse.
Yeah, I learned it to read Muse and Boo, yes.
My father has James Harley Chase.
With James Harley Chase, like
it's not very interesting. They have very the covers are very sexual. Like, it elicits them.
You can have fun there. No. I used to read music, but I used to hide it. I pick it from school and I hide under my pillow to read it.
I used to buy novels.
Used to buy, I read it boldly. Not news and booze there.
No, but yeah. So we are talking about like how Nigerians or like Christianity in these parts, people will see
witchcraft
or some people can like Illuminati
first. You're going too far. Witchcraft. Okay. Like one time, I had this friend that I went to one of the reading schools. So her mommy told my mommy that somebody brought Harry Potter book to the school. I was trying all the spells. So one night, the boy was sleeping. The book opened, green lights started showing, and the students started floating. One boy now opened his hand and said, "Jesus!" Everybody that fell back on their bed, the book now closed. So they banned Harry Potter from that. And now that I'm grown up, I'm thinking about it. Because J.K. Rowling used a lot of analogies, scrambling, just normal stuff. Okay, she didn't just normal stuff. She did a lot of research too, but I'm not sure the spells in that book are like that legend.
Like Expelliarmus is a...
So were we telling lies and telling tales?
Wingardium Leviosa.
And it's when did he find the ingredients? Because they say it was casting spell ingredients. When did he find all those wet ingredients? So it's because they got the catch crews.
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I'm here to find them.
That time it was Harry Potter. Fantastic Beasts.
Harry Potter. So the thing is, like, what's our response to like witchcraft, or are they real? Is it real stuff, or?
You can't say it's not real because of our culture. I feel in an extent it's real, but mostly backed by power we give to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very true.
Witchcraft, juju, voodoo.
Okay, but yeah, let's just talk about the various forms of witchcraft we're exposed to growing up.
Lady Koi Koi.
One baby. Was that one witchcraft?
It wasn't witchcraft, but that was kind of like horror stories.
I think it was witchcraft. It's missing Anna.
All of that.
But Lady Koi Koi, like, she, I don't know, someone killed her, then she braided her hair. Then she removed her head from her. Then Bush Baby, she heard them crying.
I think Bush Baby is actually an animal. Or Bush Baby may just be cats, because cats cry like babies.
Or, you know, sometimes, like, when birds... So, I think there's some kind of birds that when they perch on your window or whatever,
and they
like
make some
omen.
Sound.
You see that's an omen. The person will die. Oh my god.
Yeah, I had during my youth service, there are birds that I think owls, they come to my like compound to like hang out or cry. Okay. Or
then my mommy said when she was in boarding school that her boarding school, the owner died, but he used to come once in a while dressed as a vulture wearing short knicker and face cap. And then one time they went to fetch water because then they fetch water right from their school and he gave my everyone there. I was like, but mommy, did you say anything? She said, I don't know that everyone's there. So she said, I don't think we just, I think we like to tell tales. Someone just spins a tale, everyone tells, people believe it and they run with it. So I'm not sure. Because I had a friend, Shayo. Shayo used to read Harry Potter, big, big books, and I was waiting for one day, green light and shit to happen. But
but just like the Conjuring is based on a true life story, yeah, like what's what they call demon possession. That's witchcraft too, you know.
Okay.
That's juju, not that jazz.
You know, or so when they do the grass of going,
yeah, the hairs, the Conjuring, the hair.
They do not have exorcism.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So would you say they are not real, or they are real, or in people's imaginations, or how would we place that?
What if you just mental illness? Sorry.
No.
There's a possibility.
What if
it's highly imaginative people?
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah, so like, can we be initiated? So is what is witchcraft initiation?
When you chop
picking
off
tom and turning to yam.
Or according to my mom, there's this big book my mommy has. I'm trying to make me read, but I'm not reading it. It's on Deliverance. Where, like you now, I don't know if you're a real Christian. This is your family now, so I'm saying, I don't know what you're going to do in the way of light. So you give me a gift now. Like, just, okay, next time now, I guess you now give me clothes that I wear. I don't know, just make covenant.
Yeah.
So
you have entered.
You have entered. Yeah. We're not giving me witchcraft initiation, maybe in. Just
yeah, like, pair. Like,
all those exchange of destinies kind of things.
Yes,
I don't know what she serves. She have roped me in like that. One day, one God will come and ask for something. I say, but I don't know you. I say, but you collected the gift from my daughter, that kind of thing. And I'm wondering, what kind of life is that though? So do I have to be careful with everybody on the planet because I don't know? And I'm like, oh, if it happens like the next time she brings the daughter, if it happens like that, then I'll leave this Christianity for you. Then you're telling me what's up with the blood of Jesus and the satisfying spirit.
And then what would you say about like Jeepers and Yahoo's? The things they have to do, you know? Because okay, you know, I schooled in the way, so.
It's
so lot of things. Like there was one time that I heard that they dropped a girl at one junction like that, and then she just grabbed on the car, and then she started running mad. And then there are really strays already Delta. You keep seeing them. I saw another video. One boy was screaming that doesn't sleep with his mother because apparently he had to do certain things to make money. So what do you say about that? Because some of them have to kill. They have to literally bark at night. You
like
know,
I know the one that we know, we used to see them. Then they don't used to have organs, maybe breast. Because I know that one is organ market.
Yeah.
Black market. It's not witchcraft.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of it is just organ market. Because the organ market is the harvesting. Okay. Yeah, harvest organs.
Which one?
Not really. For a long time, we thought it was rituals.
Well, I think it is, actually. Like, what do our politicians do?
For a long time, we thought it was rituals. But not rituals. Like, actually, black market organ.
Oh, that makes a lot
and
of sense.
And a lot of money comes from
yeah,
it.
A lot of times,
when you see heart is missing, this one is missing.
A chain.
Oh, but all those vital organs is organ, black market.
Head they sell to China. Would they come and find me?
China, India.
Yeah,
it's well known now.
I've never really thought of it.
No, even that period that this girl died and that guy, they were priding that girl, one of the things that came out, I was like, oh, yeah, but it's true. I never thought of this way. But yes, my darlings.
Yeah, so, but then, what about is there power in let's say blood for wealth?
Blood
let's
money.
Say yeah, blood money. Like
how? I think there's power in whatever you give power to. We as individuals.
Mm.
Basically.
Give the explanation you gave in the car at that time.
Okay. I was like how it may work is for you to kill someone to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This literally turns you into something else or someone else that does not give a damn about other people's lives. So you stop, you basically run a business ruthlessly.
Probably.
Yeah, you don't pay salaries, you cheat people.
Hence more money,
right?
And you're like,
I've killed somebody.
Damn you,
Damn you. So
I've gone the extra mile.
I've already crossed the line. So there is, it's just back to, again, manifestation and desire. Right, so your desire, like I've talked about this before, that is it like the philosophical question, is it the self that forms the desire or the desire that forms the self? Right, is it you, like where do your desires come from?
Like
a chicken before the
desire.
This sounds like a chicken before the egg kind
So scholars actually, so this, the desire actually forms the self. For instance, when you desire a particular thing, you now become the person that produces that desire.
If I desire women, I become gay.
Yeah, that's but so like no, okay.
How
did
I become
practical?
Okay. No, look at it this way. When you see like you see a gay lady that you really look up to,
mm-hmm.
yeah, and you want to be like her.
Mm-hmm.
So your desire for being like her makes you like her. I don't know if it makes sense.
Can we not use gay example?
Okay, let's
we are not gay. So
okay,
we don't
okay.
Know.
Let's use another example.
Like wealth, I want to be wealthy.
Okay, you want to be
yes.
wealthy.
Yes. Oh my god.
Right?
I like opera.
Yes.
So the, like how the law of attraction
works yeah.
basically is that
yeah.
By infusing by filling your imagination with the thing with what you desire.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Scripture says in Mark 11, "What things soever you desire." When you pray, believe that you have received them and you shall have them.
Mark 11:24.
Yeah, Mark 11:23-24. It's like some people call it Kenneth Hagin 11:23-24.
Yeah,
yeah. So what is whatever you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them. So what the law of attraction and all these technologies they're about is basically making you believe. Once you believe it, you become it. Right.
Excuse me. Just
yeah.
becoming. So does that go for negative things in my life too that happen in my life? Because I'm telling you that if 10 bad things have happened to me, I'd not believe alone. To test that. So you have to explain this part later.
Mm.
But let's stick with the witchcraft.
Okay. Yeah. So so the believing so from what I understood from Joe Dispenza and the others about like again something like law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So you have what do you want? Let's say you want to manifest money,
mm-hmm.
right? So you put pictures of money, you know, you see words of affirmation that you know money comes to me, right? And yeah.
Money.
So, but what this stuff, what all this, what immersing yourself in the desire does
mm-hmm.
is to make you.
It's sort of like when you want a Gucci bag.
Mm.
And then you, and all of a sudden you start seeing Gucci bags everywhere.
Everywhere, yes.
Sort of makes
yeah,
you alert.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so
you're
open to the opportunity.
Yeah, so you're now more aware. You are now
yes.
the person.
Mm-hmm.
So the desire makes you. It kind of like retunes or recalibrates
your
being.
Your
focus,
you know,
yeah.
Your radar,
so
yeah.
you are able to see, like, and think like the billionaire.
Exactly.
So you first become it.
Identify steps that gets you to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So the idea, I feel like, for the blood money, again, is for you to basically change your frequency, right? To be your vibes to the one who gets money,
from
who is ready
to
do what it takes, right? Which means stepping on toes.
Mm-hmm.
Right, threatening people.
It's just like that joke where they used to tell, or that power just said, when the guy wanted to pass an exam, I went to Babalawa, and Babalawa gave him a pen and say, you use this pen, you pass, but you must also read. If you use this pen without, if you try to use it without reading your books, it's not happen, but you must read your books and you must use this pen.
Yeah.
So the guy's mind is it's not the pen, it's actually the fact that he
read
his
book.
The other one was just,
mm-hmm.
So I think it's in that sense, maybe Richard just gives you what my
mind,
people call my mind gives you, like.
Yeah.
Obi.
Yeah. You don't speak a language.
You know, so so for me, right, and then my other take, right, on what like watching movies like Merlin and all those things, my you know, and there's one I watched recently on Netflix. Oh, I've forgotten the name, but you know those movies where they attack the witches or people who have
yes,
powers, maybe the fake
witches,
kind,
yeah. mm-hmm.
or like you know they haunt
Link
them,
Saga.
Or even this Dracula, Alucard,
Castlevania.
Yeah.
So in Castlevania, where like you know they are haunting witches and some people to kill them and all. So like I feel like this is why maybe the occultic people. Right, may hide right from the public because of people like think about how like we see in movies where in the medieval ages where the churches burn people alive
mm-hmm.
for science
yeah for
yes, yes.
that because of they have some manifestations
mm-hmm.
that other people are not comfortable with
mm-hmm.
So I feel like the idea of the being like being in covenant with your kind is to protect your group from outsiders because of when outsiders come in or know what you are doing, driven by fear or government policies at the time, they will basically gun down people who are different.
And basically the fact that humans attribute nonsense to things they don't understand.
Yeah.
We are not curious, we are more judgmental.
Yeah.
Yes. I like one quote by, oh my god, do you remember it from Ted Lasso? When he was trained in that, or like,
yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah.
don't be judgmental. Be curious. We are more judgmental than we are curious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I feel like that. Like if I want to do, I'm thinking of doing a PhD in African divinity or spirituality, and one of the things a chapter would be on the Igbisu, whether it's Odeshi fact or fiction.
Selena
tested, like, does that really work? And so it will be interesting to read.
Yeah, but does it really work? Because you know, this
chapters come to me too.
Yeah, you know, like everything is
real, like you said, people's truth, like people really, really go by these things.
So it again, it's back to judgment.
But then again,
curiosity.
I also want to ask, doesn't fear have a role in these things?
Yeah, so I feel like everything.
And
your
face too doesn't.
Your soul, your mind, and the state of your being has a role in all these things.
Because I always go back to, if we had Juju and Juju is so powerful, how come the slave trade conquered us?
Do you understand?
It's back to
if you can send Achere to the abroad.
So what's going on? Those days they used to say, I heard that there's one man that used to use trade and travel from here to America. That like, there's one guy that they wanted to execute in America, he just appeared. Took him and disappeared.
Oh, Shinarambo.
I feel like what happened, right? So it's back to the concept of dishonor and disregard or disrespect. So we had them. It's possible that, let's say in my village, the Odeshi is a real thing. And let's say there are people who actually knew how to make their bodies impenetrable to bullets. But because of we did not read them, we cannot benefit from their knowledge.
Or because we judge them.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that our judgment of them is like, so I feel like what the white people might have successfully done is to make us despise our advantage.
Emancipation,
but back to the fact that why couldn't those things help us in those things?
No. Of course, so the things, they have power in themselves. We have always had the power.
So they broke us.
So by convincing us that what gave us power had no power.
They should have to come after they shot them. So
I feel like it's back to again that dishonor and disregard, right? By maybe as long as the church can convince us that everything that is not in Jesus' name,
it's not Western.
So as long as it's not done in church or in Jesus' name. Then it is
Western
is evil.
But the annoying thing for me is now that they keep going back to those things.
They are
going back to it and making it look like all of a sudden they're interested in drums, they're interested in music. And have you seen the concept of New Age religion? And you know that we used to do some things like this. Asian people have been doing things like this. Why is it a thing all of a sudden? Is it not supposed to be the voodoo juju?
Yeah.
Why all of a sudden?
You know, like, there's this guy that he has him. There's how he, I think it's called quartz. It's used to, like, you know, release a particular frequency. Right? So there's a frequency of sound that, you know, that you can be generating. Like,
it looks like quartz.
Like a quartz, yeah.
Water. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. These are the things. So, they are burning sages, they are placing crystals, they are doing feng shui.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, what? How do you become the one to determine what is good and not?
Like for me, right, I feel like what is Christ like, or what is done in Jesus' name, is what is done in the way of the cross. Yeah. So if it's not done in love, it's not Christ like, whether it's done in church.
Yes, true word.
Yeah. So you see, like, I feel like in many churches can be practicing witchcraft. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Another aberration of witchcraft where someone don't want backbiting, gossiping. Is witchcraft, yes.
Or ironing somebody's head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it's witchcraft, yes. Trying to
brain someone into marrying you.
Okay, yeah. I have a thing. I don't like manipulation, but you know that scripture where they say that the heart of a man
king
is
is
that like God? If not, is it our interpretation?
Okay,
because it...
Yeah, I feel like it's
cancels this concept of material.
I feel like it's just a statement of fact, right? That God is in the heart of every king. I don't know if you understand, and he has a way of maybe suggesting and wooing or persuading them to a particular,
like discussing with them.
For instance, what's his name? Gera. is it Gera? Abi, Gera is a place, or maybe it's the name of a person. But the king of the Philistine king that took Abraham's wife.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, God, he was like, going yo, to my nigga, you gonna die.
You get, or you know, so that there are many kings who want to. Then that's up, and then is of course we, I don't. You didn't want to ask me the question about Pharaoh.
Yeah.
I don't have the answer, so don't bother. Yeah, so like
it may be the same thing, may just be their own way of talking about
it. But if God can harden their hearts, doesn't
harden in what sense? What English, what does it mean? Are we sure that that's what he meant by using that word? Was it our own?
Because I mean, that's God. Then if we assume that that's God manipulating them,
yeah,
knowing that to bring their down,
violating their free will.
So yeah, so I think we need to check that scripture.
Yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, so I think so. I feel like God can suggest, the Holy Spirit will like speak to you.
If not, if He's talking to everybody and suggesting, doing everything we want, this world.
So
this world would be a better place, really. Mm-hmm. But alas,
I feel like God is, but we still have our wheels to do what we want. We can say get out. Like,
can say disembark. Back.
Yeah.
So witchcraft is when your heart's disposition towards the person is not love. I would say.
And when, so whatever practice that is done that is not, like I said, in the way of the cross, whether it's done in church or in a shrine, right? That's what I call demonic, not necessarily witchcraft. Yeah. So I feel like witchcraft might just be like technologies for manifestation. So the people who are witches, they have like technologies that maybe have been distilled. Well, in technologies, stuff they've done, distilled over the ages from generation to generation.
Mm-hmm.
That okay, if you apply your mind, your will, say these words, don't do this, don't do that, you will put yourself in a particular frequency to get specific results. So witchcraft, again, our magic is about controlling outcomes.
Yeah.
By,
I'd like to do that.
By certain ritual practices. But whatever we do, like I said, if it's not done in love, right, which is other-centered self-giving and suffering or compassion, then whether it's done in church, maybe witchcraft.
Mm, okay. Noted.
Yeah. So what are some of the witchcraft... some of the witchcraft practices that we might be practicing in church.
About biting, bad belly, frustrating people.
Yeah, like example, when victims of abuse come out to speak, and then the people in charge try to
frustrating people.
Yeah,
like, who wants to marry? Say they shouldn't marry because pregnancy test positive, or who marry because you didn't
because
do
one
class.
Because you're not a virgin,
your gun is not like this. It's what? It's witchcraft. It's not helping Jesus in any way. Jesus will not. WWJD. Jesus will not do such things there. And I also think it's very important that people should not be scared. About other people being witches. I think the fear kind of empowers.
So like I think there's a verse in scripture, I hope I'm not quoting it out of context, where Paul was and I think Udumeje says the
Udumeje.
Same thing, that there is only one power. There is only one power, and it's so true that there is only one power. I don't believe that there is anything like demonic power or devilish power, satanic power. The satanic power is the power of God used satanically, if I may use that kind of grammar.
Yeah.
So that is, it is the power of God, but it's not used in love.
Yeah. So I don't understand. Babalawo that some people get rich, he's not rich.
So poor.
I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense. Yes.
Yeah, so I feel like the satanic or the demonic, that's how Peter can manifest the satanic. When Jesus was like, he was going to lay down his life in Jerusalem, Peter called him aside and said, he said that you will not die, you will live long and fulfill your destiny.
Probably, he promised quoted scripture.
That's like, not that like you shall not die, but live
in the land of living.
But Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. So you can see how, like, Apostle Peter. But so like many people will be like, maybe a demon entered him. No, a demon did not enter him. It's that his mindset was not in tune with the love of God, right, and the purposes of God, which is to lead our life for others.
And don't owe people their money too. That is also witchcraft.
You borrow with the intention of
paying. Be honest about your feelings. For those of you that want to do relationships, stop leading people on. Yeah. That's awful. Or the effect.
You want to say anything particular there? Shut down.
So I feel like the thing is that so all those Harry Potter. All those Harry Potter stuff.
But you know, interesting thing. My mommy didn't allow us to read Harry Potter, but we used to watch the movie. The movie is more
diluted.
Yeah. I should bring out scripture from. She teach me how to see that in their day, which is this. So this called the watcher. She knows all these names.
All right. Yeah, so I think the message here is do not be afraid. All right. All things were made for him by him, and in him do all things consist, that there is no power apart from the power of God. And any power that we see manifest, it is God's power that God's children are using in selfish and demonic ways.
Mm.
Right. And true repentance and deliverance from witches, witchcraft is for us to all return, repent.
Turn back
and look at the cross.
I have another question, but
You can ask. How many minutes do we
so have? Can you talk about witchcraft? Talk about deliverance. So if you say, I was saying her this morning that my mom was got to deliverance for someone, and she was so excited. I thought, I personally don't believe in deliverance the way evangelicals do deliverance, because I believe in Christ, all things are
offered. But to cut you short, but I feel like the deliverance that should be done is it's like we tend to claim that deliverance is like with one word out, that problem, that long-term pattern has just...
No, one word, sometimes 2 days, like this one, like, this time does not go by prayer and fasting.
Yeah, but I feel like lasting deliverance would come from... mind renewal.
Yeah, but sometimes I also feel that it's good for them to do that drama to convince their own self.
Yeah, so sometimes the dramatic again can help, can be a start
like
of
mental.
Yeah, that's okay. A landmark, and maybe to even help people around them to deal differently, because of why even the demonic persists is those authoritative voices around the demon possessed, in quotes, that continuously affirm to them that they are possessed.
Yeah.
So it's the words and the projection from the person who, from the people around those who are demon possessed, that actually ensures they stay possessed.
Yeah, because probably you didn't even know that you're possessed or anything. Nobody came and told you that you're
possessed. So it is when like they keep on saying words like you, Obanje, they're in a family.
Yeah.
You this and over time you have believed it. Let's say a little girl, a pastor sees her and gets a hard on. You now say that this is the demonic spirits from the underwater kingdom.
Yes.
Right? So, and you now want to do deliverance, that this one, that all the elders in this church, you now say all the elders have problem.
Yes.
It is the little girl that is... when a whole group, imagine a whole community or church, everybody has one singular view about this same person, then the person soon will now... If the person now starts taking those people's voices as their own truths, that's how we are many. A legion of people, a legion of personalities have taken a hold of our mind. And then, you know, by the grace, but then it's the truth. When the truth, that God's word now comes to her, that you are not what all these people have projected on you. You are the light of the world, you are loved, you are forgiven, and you are good.
And then
understand that in the way that so there are 2 ways people learn, either by repetition or by shock. So yes, so I feel like mind renewal, all this when they were speaking, so repetition that helps. This kind of thing. I don't think someone who had they've been telling you for this, so you had to say one thing and just be like, oh my god, that was great.
Just for therapy. I think too, because
therapy
we don't,
is
we
mind
don't
renewal
have,
is repetition,
we don't have like
so other shock would be like deliverance.
Conversation
when they pray for you, when you shout, when you scream, you roll on the ground. 2 days you get up, they'll be like, I'm never possessed. Therapy is repetition. You go day one, day two, you see, even you would tell yourself that you wait for that, you spoke to someone and now you're free from the demons, you'll be doing like, ah, just like that. We like drama, so I feel like deliverance is important for that. Like the show, they help our mind. Right, in the pool. So,
all right. So,
I
that was a good question.
You know,
I hope it makes sense. But if it doesn't,
you can send us. No, you don't manage it. Yeah, open your heart. Send a message to Zimbabwe
or Mirabella
or Zimbabwe
or Eden.
Because I know I'm not social media. You can send.
I will just send people to a book or something.
All right.
Thanks and God bless.
Bye.
You want to say goodbye?
Final
say goodbye.
Bye. No, this evening now. Catch you.
Oh, nice. Bye, guys.
How do you say it in Korea?
After all, send a DM on Instagram or Twitter at Dubams @DUBAMS. See you next time. Bye now.